And joining me live in studio today is James Arvizu, president of the board of directors for the Salt River Arts Society. And again, a lot of the events happening this holiday season at the Afton Ford Theater. Good morning, James. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing great.
Appreciate you making the long walk. That block is a lot longer in the cold weather.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, just a lot longer. Appreciate you coming in studio. Tell us what's happening with the Salt River Arts Society and some cool things happening at the Ford Theater for Christmas. First off, James, let's talk about how these events come together, because it's a lot of planning, a lot of preemptive work. Yes. Long before we get into December to make these events happen.
Yes, absolutely. There is a ton of work with our board. Puts in a ton of effort, especially myself and Eileen Humphreys does a ton of work. Also, Michael Horn and many others. Rachel Kennedy as well on our marketing has been doing a fantastic job and putting in a lot of hours to make these things happen. And of course, my family, my wife, forget that. She does a ton to make all this happen.
So coming up first, I guess, is this Saturday, the Cowboy Christmas. This is part of the date night series
that you're doing, correct? Yes, it's, we started this fall and we basically bring in an act we think is going to be a ton of fun. And also we provide a small dessert there from local catering services and others who are fantastic. So yeah, this time we're doing a chocolate truffle as a part of that as well. So
awesome.
It's fun.
So is that part of the ticket? How does that work?
That's a part of the ticket.
Wow.
It's included in the ticket. Yeah.
Very
you can buy popcorn and candy on top of it, but that has been included each time. So
come out to Cowboy Christmas, get that chocolate truffle. This is with,
sure.
with Paul Bliss. Tell us about Paul Bliss.
Paul Bliss. He's a cowboy poet. He's and comedian. I've known him for quite a while. So he's a cowboy kind of guy, and so the after party discussions get even more wild. he's been touring all over the United States with his cowboy poetry and comedy, and he's won national awards. He was a poet of the year from the Western Artist, the Will Rogers Award. So he's the real deal.
Very cool. And he's performing with the Bitter Creek Band, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Yes.
Yeah?
The Bitter Creek Band, yes. So that's the Bitter Creek Band is my my oldest son, Hiram. He's been playing in Jackson and my daughter, Marin, this their band. And they've played quite a few really awesome shows. They've played down at the Celtic Festival and made a big splash there with other artists and whatnot. We're really impressed with them, and I'll be joining them on that band playing fiddle with my son Hiram. And
awesome,
a couple numbers we'll bring in our whole family for two or three numbers. It'll be a fun show. So that's just mixing it up a little bit between the comedy and poetry and whatnot. So
love it. So Paul Bliss and the Bitter Creek Band with Cowboy Christmas. It's Saturday night, 7 o'clock. You can always get tickets at the door, but
yes.
Always a good idea to get those in advance as well if you can, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So you can do so online at saltriverarts.com. That one happening this Saturday. And then next week, I was stoked when I saw that this one was announced.
Yes.
Because I thought the Charlie Brown production was fantastic. Loved it. My kids loved it. Everybody loved it. And they've transitioned that into the Forgotten Carols next Friday night.
Yes, yes. So the same group with Jacqueline Lecker was producing with that, with Tammy Nielsen directing. And so Jacqueline is now taking up the baton for this one, for the directing of it. And it's fantastic. We got some great talent. Some of the same talent from Charlie Brown. We couldn't get all of them, but we have a fantastic lineup. So with them, with Daniel Lechner, Chad Merritt, we've got Katie McEwen, Courtney Wharton, Macy Erickson. The phenomenal voices, phenomenal acting. This is going to be a ton of fun, and we've got a really fun choir as well.
Okay.
So yes,
and it's the traditional Michael McLean's The Forgotten Carols,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, it is. And we actually got lucky to get the rights. We had to harass them a while. That's one of the reasons why it took a little while to get it announced, because Michael McLean was out. He used to, of course, do all the performing and singing, and then he started to tour and just do the acting, and he just recently stopped doing that. But his group is still touring, and they didn't know if they wanted to let that go and let us have the licensing, but they finally decided to do it. So we're lucky to be able to do it here with our local talent.
That's a one-night-only show.
It's actually, it's on Friday night, Saturday night, and
okay.
Also we have a matinee at 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Perfect. Awesome.
Yes.
So, that's Friday, Saturday, not this weekend, but next weekend.
Correct.
And three different showings to go see the Forgotten Carols at the Afton Ford Theater. And that leads us into the following Monday, the 19th of December. Another great one, a country music concert. Mark McKay, is that correct? Mark McKay?
Mark Mackey.
Mackey, okay.
Yeah, yeah, we're trying to pack it in. So this guy I heard about from the owners of Cherry Creek. They're actually helping sponsor this and put it on. They put on concert series with huge country artists down at their ski resort. And so this is a part of their series, and they're bringing them up. So we couldn't afford it without them. We've got some amazing sponsors in the Valley that have helped bring them in. And so this guy, he's toured and done opening for Tim McGraw, Blake Shelton, Keith Urban, Luke Bryant, Chris Stapleton. He's the real deal, and he's played over 100. Before COVID, he was doing 150 shows. I mean, he was on the road more than he wasn't. So the guy who told me about it, he said that he saw him open for this big act, and he said he was a better show than the big act. So this is awesome. We get to have him here in our valley.
Now, you mentioned it's kind of in partnership with Cherry Peak, which does the big concerts at Beaver, right? In Logan?
It's the other one. It's the other ski resort. It's not
okay.
Beaver, but yeah.
But the one over in the Cache Valley area.
Yes, exactly.
And so because of that, they always throw in these little perks about the ski passes and tubing, right?
Yes, absolutely. So they do also to promote their ski resort. And so if you come, you get a free ski pass. For every ticket that you come in with, you get a free ski pass. So it's well worth the ticket price just for that.
It's almost as good as that chocolate truffle. almost as good as that. So that's coming up on December 19th. That one is a one night only thing.
That's
right?
A one night only, yes.
Perfect.
Unless you want to travel to Utah.
Right. Great lineup for the Christmas season. Again, Cowboy Christmas this upcoming Saturday, The Forgotten Carols the following Friday and Saturday, and Mark Mackey happening on December 19th. That's a Monday night, correct?
Yes.
For Mark.
Yes. And that Mark Mackey, we are trying to promote it. And we do have a special discount for your listeners that if they want to jump on that, we have a discount for 20%. And that is SVI discount 2022. If you want to get in on the Mark Mackey, concert for a great discount, then you can do that at just go ahead and get your tickets and then put in the discount code SVI discount 2022.
Perfect. So easy enough that you can get those tickets at saltriverarts.com, save 20%, get the free ski pass, and enjoy
right.
a fantastic country concert.
Absolutely.
That's James Arbizu with the Salt River Arts Society and all those events happening at the Afton Ford Theater. Also, while we have you, James, just want to say the sound and lights at the new sound and lights, so good. Made such a big difference for the Charlie Brown production and all the other shows that are there. I'm stoked for that.
Thank you. And thanks to everyone who donated and helped get that and participated in our fundraiser in Dancing with Our Stars. It's been huge to get that grant and those donations from the Valley. So
Dancing with the Star Valley Stars scheduled to return, by the
yes,
way.
Yes, it
like.
Is. We can't bring you back for another round. But.
No, I wouldn't allow myself to go back to Once
it was
Plenty.
It was a ton of fun.
Once was Plenty.
It was
That's
great.
Happening in February. That's James Arbizu in studio this morning. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.